welcome. Great to have you here with us in the East venue, and welcome to those over in the West venue and online. Great to have you with us today. If we haven't met, I'm Mark. I'm one of the pastors here at C3. And we are in week two of a series we just started last week talking about God's growth plan. How does God grow us? Now, let me tell you, I don't know where you're at with God. I don't know if you have a relationship with God or not. I'm glad that you are here. But I'm just going to tell you right out of the gate that God wants a relationship with you. And so God's growth plan starts, first of all, with you coming into relationship with him. But then once that happens, how do we continue to grow? And that's what we're talking about on the series. Last week, Pastor Jason started it. And then today I'm going to continue it. Today we're talking seeds of faith, seeds of faith. And let me start off by asking you a question. If you've been in the church world for any length of time, it's probably 12 or 15 years ago this book came out. Anybody ever heard of the book called the Prayer of Jabez? Anybody remember? Yeah, a few of us do. Okay. It's a small book that was written a number of years ago, probably about a dozen years or so, that was written off of the Bible. There's a little passage about this guy named Jabez that was praying, God, expand my territory, expand my reach, expand this, expand that. And sometimes we've read that, and sometimes we prayed that, and we're like, God, just to keep expanding different things in my life. But sometimes as we pray these things, sometimes we feel like God's said he's going to do it, this is his will for my life, but it just doesn't seem to happen. I mean, time has gone by, and nothing seems to have happened that we thought God was going to do. Sometimes we get to that point to where maybe, like, let me give you some examples. You're a single gal, and you're like, God, I feel like you've called me to get married. I feel like you've called me to marry a guy that is you know, 6 foot. You know, he's trim. He's got a good job. You know, he loves walking on the beach, and he's a good kisser. And so God, that's what I'm looking for, and I believe that that's what you've called me to, and I believe that that's what you're going to bring to me. And a month goes by, and 2 months goes by, a year goes by, 2 years go by, 3 years go by, and you come to the point saying, God, just bring me somebody, hopefully male. I mean, I don't care if he has a job or not, right? I mean, that's just bring me somebody. And all of a sudden, we come to the point to where we kind of lower our expectations. We kind of lower what we were looking for. Sometimes we're like, God, I feel like you've called me to start this new business, and I'm going to start this business, and I'm going to make money, and I'm going to be fruitful and fulfilled, and it's going to be awesome, God. I'm going to give you the credit and all that stuff, and wow, God, it's going to be amazing. But then you never really start the business, and it never gets off the ground, and you're like, okay, God, just bring me a job, hopefully with benefits, but bring me a job. I got to pay my rent next month. What am I going to do? And all of a sudden, we feel like God's called us maybe to something, that God spoke to us about this, but it's just not falling into line the way that we thought, or at least the timing of it isn't. And we just don't understand why is that happening. For some of us, maybe you're married and you're like, you know, God's called us to have a child. We just know that God wants us to have a baby, and it's going to be awesome, and I'm going to be the best parent ever. I'm going to be praying with my kids at night. I'm going to be telling them stories. I'm going to be reading them books. It's going to be amazing. And then you do have your kids, right? You do have your kids. But instead of doing those things, all you pray every night is, God, help me not to kill them. I mean, that's right. It's funny how things change over time. But all of a sudden, we feel like God's called us this, that God's kind of spoken to us, that this is what he wants. This is what he's going to bring into my life. But he hasn't done it yet. And so what happens is we kind of lower our expectations. Maybe I heard him wrong. Maybe I overshot. Maybe I heard God say this, but it's really this. And so I'm going to just lower my expectations just to be careful. Let me give you something. It's not for your notes. I'm just going to put it on the screen because I'm going to kind of reference this throughout the message today. You and I, you have no idea what God can produce through a single seed planted in faith. You have no idea what God can produce through a single seed planted in faith. And that's what we're going to see today. We're going to see a story of where if you feel like God has spoken to you, you feel like God has said, this is what I want for you, and this is what I'm going to bring to you, but it hasn't happened. Let me tell you, you are not alone. There's a lot of people around you and in the venues online that are probably feeling the exact same way. And I want to share a story with you today that this people from the Bible that we're going to talk about, they were feeling this way. We're going to look at the front part of the Bible, the Old Testament, and we're going to look at a couple named Abraham and Sarah. And actually, their name was Abram and Sarai, but God changed it a little bit later to Abraham and Sarah. And here they are. They're at the point to where they're wanting to have a child. They're wanting to have a child. They feel like God's going to give us a child. And it's interesting because they are now getting up in years. They probably, according to what we would think today, are already old. And they have not gotten pregnant yet. Some of you, you probably understand that. Some of you, like, you've probably wanted, maybe as you and your spouse, you're trying to have kids and you just can't get pregnant. And what's interesting is that when you can't get pregnant and you're trying to, it seems like all of your friends are getting pregnant around you, right? It just feels like everybody's drinking the water and getting pregnant, but I'm bathing in the water and I'm not getting anything, right? I don't understand that. This was this couple, Abraham and Sarah. They're in their older age now. They up to this point had not been able to have kids. And they're like, God, what is going on? And they're devastated, they're hurt. They feel like God wants them to have a kid, but for some reason it just hasn't really happened. And all of a sudden God shows up in Genesis chapter 12 and he says to Abraham, he says, I will make you into a, say it with me, into a what? A great nation. I will make you into a great nation. You know what they heard? They heard, we're gonna be parents. They heard, we're gonna have a kid. And all of a sudden, because they were back then, this is the front half of the Bible, so they're like kind of living in tents. All of a sudden they heard, I'm gonna make you into a great nation. Woo, Sarah, guess what? We're gonna have a kid. And so in their tent that they lived in, they probably had one room that they said, we're gonna designate this one to be the nursery. And so they start decorating that room of the tent, you know, and he's going, okay, if it's a boy, we're gonna make it Star Wars theme. If it's a girl, it's gonna be My Little Pony. It's not gonna be Hello Kitty. It's gonna be My Little Pony, right, if it's a girl. Right? They're just kind of excited about this. They're just, you know, they're thinking, what else can we do? I mean, you know, we're figuring out, how do we do our Instagram reveal? How do we let other people know what the sex is when we realize that? You know, they're thinking that she's probably, if she's living today, Sarah, she's probably on Amazon. She's probably, ordering that book, What to Expect When You're Expecting. You know, a lot of ladies, and so they're just like, oh, they're just so excited. Because in chapter 12, God shows up and says, I'm going to make you, Abraham, I'm going to make you into a great nation. They're like, whoo, we're going to have a whole bunch of kids. It's going to be amazing. And they didn't get pregnant. Didn't happen that night. Didn't happen the next week. It didn't happen for a while. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 5 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years. 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, 9 years, 10 years. And all of a sudden, we see in Genesis 15. See, in Genesis 12, God made a promise. I'm going to make you into a great nation. In Genesis 15, it says this. Say the first three words with me. Sometime later, the Lord spoke to Abraham. Now, let me tell you, sometime later, you know what that means? Many theologians think that there was at least a 10-year gap between Genesis 12, when God promised to make him into a nation, and Genesis 15, when God comes in sometimes later and begins to talk to him again. At least 10 years. Many theologians believe it was longer than 10 years. But here's Abraham and Sarah. In chapter 12, God shows up and says, hey, I'm going to make you into a great nation, and they're thinking it's going to happen like this week. And it doesn't. She doesn't get pregnant. At least 10 years go by. And they were old before. Now they're older. And they're going, there's no way we're going to have kids now. We're just way too old. No way. 10 years later, God shows up. And it says this, sometime later, the Lord spoke to Abraham in a vision and said to him, do not be afraid, Abraham, for I will protect you and your reward will be great. But Abraham replied, listen to what he said to God. Oh, sovereign Lord, what good are all the blessings when I don't have even a son? What good is all the stuff you're going to give me, all the things you're going to, if I have no heir to give it to? It's just going to go to the government. It's going to go to other people. It's not going to go to my heir. What good is all of this stuff? Why are you doing it? And as I was reading the story this week, what I'm hearing out of